Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
Dungeons & Junkies presents Matt's Campaign, Season 2, Episode 13. So, do we kill it?
I'm Matt.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Kerry.
Guys, welcome back to Dungeons & Junkies. I'm behind the DM screen for the season finale of Edenoi Series 2. Before I get to the recap, we will go around the table and say who is playing today. And we are going to start with Chad.
Hello,
I am Chad, and today I will be playing everyone's favorite very troubled assassin, and also death cleric, the tiefling known as Quolsoon Inimictus.
Mick, for sure. Even a season and a half later, it's still Mick, for sure. And now Caitlin.
I regret nothing, Chad. I'm Caitlin. I'm a general mess, and I'm playing my messy, messy pyromaniac son, Tinker, who is a gnome, who's a sorcerer, and who is slowly descending into alcoholism.
Indeed. And now Alex.
What's up? I'm Alex, and today I'm playing Rain, the polar bear, who is also a ranger and a fighter.
Indeed. You're currently in polar bear form, yes. And now Kerry.
I am not playing Ran, this is the wrong campaign, wrong sheet. I'm playing Alili, the Dragonborn Paladin Warlock with her daughter slash pocket flamethrower Lanju. There's an owl there.
That may be one of my best bits of measuring I've ever done in my life. And last but not least, our special guest for this episode, Chris.
Yes, hello, I'm Chris. I am playing the Dragonborn Ranger known as Callum.
Indeed, more about him as the episode goes on, of course. Now, as we left off, in the first part of the finale, Rain and Alili took care of some business in Veltor, saving Lily and reunited with Boris and his three wives. No regrets about that at all. At all. Then we're able to find a local witch who was able to send them to where Tinker and Quolsoon were, which was in the church near Marsol, assassinating Blackfeather, the assassin, and now forging the axe, which they're going to need, it seems, to confront the Sisterhood of the Traveling Scarf. And we pick up the action with a goblin having been executed after a portal was opened from the alchemy going slightly wrong. I'm sorry about that, Tinker. The portal also had said Dragonborn Ranger running through the portal in pursuit of the goblin. And yeah, the result, and obviously the magics in the air triggered Rain's wild shape curse. And he's now in polar bear form for the time being. So, the floor is yours, the order.
Polar bear noises.
Not hallucinating, right? There's another one here.
Oh no, there is definitely someone else here right now, Tinker. And they better be figuring out where the fuck they are from quite quickly, or they will not be living very much longer.
I pull a scimitar
from my waistline and hold it up. I asked you once nicely, I will not accept I don't know again.
Right. Slow down, buddy. Literally, I just was chasing that orc, trying to cut him down. He disappeared, and I just kept going, and I disappeared and appeared here. So, like, what I was in London, and now I am here.
What the fuck's a London?
What's a London?
You know, they're in London. It's a big city. Like, this is the place my family protect. Like, I think we may have ended. I may have ended up being moved somewhere, or like a portal or something. I don't know. But
Aza looks up and like, I have a funny feeling. The alchemy that you were putting into the axe. The point of it is to be able to open doorways. And because that's how the Sisterhood plan on. I'm just a worker, so I don't care what happens. If once the job's done, I go back to my own realm. But the Sisterhood are going to use the axe to put a hole in the fabric, basically, of the dimension, and be able to invade them all at once. They'll control the whole of Edenway with it.
And apparently London, whatever the hell that is.
I don't know what a London is either, but I'm guessing that this has arrived from the London, whatever that is.
What do you mean this? Why are you talking so strangely?
Look, in my defense, I've seen many things, but what is that you're wearing on your head?
My headphones. What do you use this in music?
You used to have a bar, didn't you? That doesn't help at this point. Right.
Tinker pulls out his music box and looks back and forth between it and the headphones. What the hell?
So you were chasing a goblin from this London, and then you ended up here.
Yeah, this year I was chasing the goblin, just kind of ran down the road, just vanished, and then before I could stop myself, I just kind of came through. Like, I don't know exactly what happened. It felt like I was running through a curtain or something. I just don't know what happened.
I turned the other three away from him, and I don't quiet my voice at all by turn. So do we kill it, or... I don't know what the fuck this London town shit is, but I don't really like outsiders, so do we kill it?
Is the doorway still open, or is it closed?
It has closed, yes.
I bare my teeth at him.
I can't really send him back, I don't know how this bloody axe works.
What's with all the it stuff? I'm just a guy, I'm a demon.
We're not talking to you right now, alright? We're deciding what we're going to do with you. Shh! You okay. Shh!
Alili, can you please roll me a perception check?
That's a 4.
That's a 4. Right, you don't notice this then. Okay, can anybody else in the party please roll me a perception check?
I dropped my dice wrong and it rolled in that.
17. That's a 21.
21, and then add your,
19.
Okay. Alex?
25.
Okay. 25. Okay, so all of you notice this, apart from Alili, honestly. The similar sort of staticky sort of electricity that was around Rain just before his wild shape was triggered, is now around Alili. And then it focuses on one particular area, and that's the papoose on Alili. Next thing you see, big flash, the papoose rips apart, and there's a giant fucking owlbear behind Alili.
What?
This room has become very cramped.
Yeah.
Intrigued polar bear noises.
Alili? I don't know how to tell you this. You might want to turn around.
The owlbear leans forward and starts licking Alili's face.
Alili's worried her face is going to be eaten.
The owlbear stops and then sort of like sits back on its haunches a little bit and just looks at you like adoringly almost. Aza looks a little bit concerned, but it's like, I've got a funny feeling that alchemy, when it brought through the goblin, the body is still at Rain's feet. And Callum here, Callum. When it brought them through, things are now a bit out of sync, I feel. I've got a funny feeling that your owlbear, Alili, may now be grown up.
I mean, yes, that's generally what happens to children. They become older.
Yes, but I'm not entirely sure I'd meant to go through that sort of life cycle that quick. I've got a feeling that if you set things back to how they're meant to be, then maybe they'll regress back to how they're meant to be. But I couldn't tell you for sure.
So we kill this human and we're back to where we were before, right?
No, because his body will still be here.
Other fucking babysitting mission. Great, great.
I can look after myself, thank you very much.
I've got to make the sword kind of self so that he can look after himself.
I
mean, when you say the body's still there, does that just mean we have to dispose of the body?
No.
I'm very good at that.
I think I've seen your firework, it's excellent, but this is not the time or the place or the person to be using it on, I feel.
Looks at Blackfeather, looks back.
Well, Blackfeather was Blackfeather.
Is it purely because I'm here and I'm meant to be that's causing the issue?
I have that feeling, yes. I'm no expert in... I'm not a sorcerer. I'm purely an Aether.
So if I go home, it all ends, you guys can carry on and not kill me, and I can...
But to do that, you'll probably have to... find...
The main problem is that your only way home is through this axe, and as much as, you know, I helped build it, I don't know a major amount about how to use it. I'm mainly using it to stop someone else using it.
The magical mystery tour, potentially.
It's more spite.
The person who probably know how to use it is... Well, you could probably find Melora. She's the one that summoned me.
Who?
Melora. She's the High Priestess of the Sisterhood.
I'm not going to go ask her for axe lessons, am I?
I don't know what to tell you.
Sisterhood bad.
Yes.
So do you have these bad people to send me home? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you need to find someone who can send you home.
We're probably going to go to their underground temple thing and murder them. You can come if you want, but none of us are going to step out of our way to assist you.
Like I said, I'll look after myself. I've got my own spells, my own gear, so... As soon as I can get back, because my job is to protect the city, so... I need to get back. And,
if you try and betray us in order to get home, I will incinerate you.
I don't even know what you're after, so I'll go betray you, but I don't know what you're after. Apart from killing these hags. Or whatever they are.
They're not hags! They were elves.
I don't know. I've never seen them in person. They might be hags.
Old ladies are not hags, then.
I've been working on an assumption that they're hags.
I'm just tempted to call them hags just to piss them off.
Meta screaming. Right, okay. Okay, so Tinker, the axe is forged.
It might now.
Yes, you may add that to your inventory, by the way. Normal axe, but you can plus it magical slashing as well, if you, okay?
Okay.
I can't leave here, Aza says. This is where I'm meant to be. I've technically done the job I'm meant to do, so...
Does that mean you get to go home now?
When they send me home, yes.
I don't think we had any intention of bringing him, did we? Why does he think he's part of the group now?
Right, so... What do? Aza is staying behind, obviously, because he's got to.
I pick up the goblin in my mouth for later food.
Rain, no. Leave it. Leave it.
You're insane, buddy.
Leave Rain, it or Demos is probably going to fight
that. That's the problem.
We might have to send that body back later.
Okay, I'll go the body. But I make sure there's a few teeth marks in it.
That's fine. I'm sure polar bears exist in this London, right?
Oh, London, if I don't know.
This is fucking mind boggling. I don't even know.
London's a city, it's not a country or kingdom, it's just a city. It's my job to protect it.
Thinks he's bullshitting polar bear noises. Because as far as he's concerned, I'm just a polar bear, I'm not actually an elf or anything.
You didn't
see me as an elf.
Lily, do you want to try and get Lanzu up the stairs before the rest of us try and leave? That might take a while.
I try and lead Lanzu up the stairs.
Lanzu is more than happy to follow you with full, as in full command. So,
just 10 minutes of like pivot.
Yeah. Landry happily follows you upstairs, yeah. She's a good girl.
Before we leave, can I go loot the body of Blackfeather? As I assume he would have a map to tell him where to take the axe, since he wasn't very fucking bright to begin with.
Yes. Do an investigation check just to make sure you check all of his pockets.
Including the burned ones.
That is a 14.
14. You do find a map. It is slightly singed on one side, but it is still readable. It tells you that it's basically a day's hike down to the south coast to, and then cross the stretch of water to Eldenoy.
See, Blackfeather? Even in death, you're more useful than you were alive. Thank you once again for your assistance. And I kick the body one more time before I then head up the stairs.
Didn't you melt him inside out?
I could do that for you, Aza, if you want.
Forge him into a squatty potty, I yell down the stairs.
Consider it done, Corsu.
Do not.
Brilliant. Okay, so can you roll perception for Demos, please?
Demos has a breakdown over the loss of his tiny friend. Wow, 19. Demos be perceptive.
Demos is well aware of who the owlbear that has arrived upstairs is.
Demos is now very excited because they're similar sizes, so he doesn't have to play nice.
Indeed. Anything wrong with D4?
Four.
As Lanzu gets to the top with you and outside to Demos. Suddenly four wings spout from the back of Lanzu. The full drag owlbear is now complete.
Do you want to rephrase what you just said right there?
I was going to say that.
The full drag owlbear?
Yes, I see.
You want to maybe want to rethink that one, or?
I thought it was.
Yeah, I don't think it was life.
All farm that had the drag.
No, I'm sick of it.
Well, now Albert's going to lip sync for his life.
A bear gone, mate. I'm not sure. Not quite sure what I'm going to call it.
A dragon bear?
Dragon bear. We'll dragon bear, yeah.
I'm just going to call it Lanju because that's its name.
That works. Lanju. Very good.
Jerry. I'm going to turn back to normal because getting up these stairs as a polar bear is a bit awkward.
Okay, if you're going to do that, Alex, you are going to roll for it, okay?
I have to roll even, don't I?
Even or odd, yeah.
16.
Even, fine.
Yeah, I just turned that to normal. It just hurt my sides, like, I think I rubbed my sides.
You guys got some weird stuff going on, haven't you? Do you like a band, is that a kind of transformation you can make easily, or is it kind of doing weird?
Hey, sorry. It's turning back, I don't hear anything.
I was saying, you got some really weird stuff going on. Do you like, is that a transformation you can do off the cuff, or is it something you have to practice, or?
It's called anti-London transformations.
Okay, don't have that in London.
What the fuck is a London, by the way?
It's a city. It's a city I look after.
Right.
To be fair.
And I bet I'm the Queen of England.
Who is in England?
Where to God.
Alili says quietly to Rain. I don't get his accent.
Neither do I. It...
What's a London?
Stop it.
That's this whole episode's title, just what's a London?
I am writing that down.
Fair question. Why is a London?
How's a London?
For God's sake.
Where's a London?
Chad, you can have inspiration for Picasso next week.
Okay. Right. So, you guys are all topside now.
Yay.
Everyone seems to be reunited in their proper form, or Lanju is all grown up now. What do?
So where are we heading? Get me home then.
Well, we're not really that concerned about you getting home, to be honest. You're kind of, I guess, on our way, because I found a map. It shows where Blackfeather was supposed to take that stupid axe, so I'd assume it would take us to the Sisterhood.
Yeah.
Were quite in due of a stabbing, as they are the one who made me be an elf for a whole fucking day.
Sounds fun.
Also, you know, all the murder and chaos and brutality they've caused.
They came for me specifically, and that is what I cannot let go.
They slaughtered dozens of gnomes, you prick.
It's a full-on grudge match.
Heaven help.
It's less of a grudge match and more they're a bunch of dicks.
So where are we going then?
Oh yeah, because you were probably the whole time, weren't you?
And yeah. I wasn't in the room where they found the map.
Right. So I pull the map out and I show everyone. So it looks like it's about a day's trek. But if Alili, I don't know if you could talk to Lanju. We do seem to now have enough flying creatures here that we might be able to make this trek much quicker if Lanju would allow some of us to maybe ride upon their back.
Demons can fit too, so. And I know you have your
the drop on Matt's face.
You create a drag bear for us, and this is what happens.
You let me keep Deimos. This is what happens.
This is all true. Okay. Owlbears understand but can't talk back. Is that right in all languages, Caitlin?
As far as I'm aware, yes.
Okay, cool. So, if Alili wants to communicate with Lanju, then Lanju will be pretty much on board.
Is it just common or draconic since she has dragon blood or?
Both would apply, to be fair, because, you know, she's grown up around you talking properly. I think grown up 3 days.
In that case, I'll just tell her what's what. She gets to be a flying taxi.
Okay, so if you guys are going to fly to Eldenoid, then that is fine.
it's definitely not.
That'd be two on Deimos and two on Lanju. And that will leave. And that will leave Alili to fly herself, I suppose.
Yeah, I get go and transport, and every fucker else except me gets to ride on it.
Well,
some of us weren't born with wings, okay?
That's fine.
Couldn't we tie the Londoner, whatever it is? Could we tie him to under Landry or something? Or Deimos?
She doesn't have a parcel shelf or anything we can put him on.
What about a boot?
I want to go back there.
Do not make me roll for you to shove Callum up the cloaca.
I bet you stay the fuck away from my kids, huh?
Yeah. I need you to get way up in there, Morty.
Let's move on from that quite quick.
Yeah, Deimos has a spiked tail. You ain't getting anywhere near that.
Yes, let's move on from that. Who's right? Who is traveling on what creatures?
I would assume Fortune would stay with Deimos. He tends to ride Deimos most of the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a relationship with said manticore.
Okay, so.
I mean, I can take my horse and meet you there if it's easier.
And your horse not around because you rode it to death.
Yeah, definitely hasn't been enough.
True. No, that's true. I completely forgot about that, to be honest.
I haven't.
It's annoying. If I had another level in range, if I had another level in ranger, Willis Wing could fly.
Yeah, well, you don't. So I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Right, so. Look at there. Nick. So your Rain and Callum on Lanju. And so flying separately is going to be Alili.
Hey. Hey. London boy. Stranger. You pull any of her fur or feathers out and I will skin you.
Oh, I'll be careful.
Kerry, inspiration. This is a new style of Alili.
Yes, Alili.
Loving it.
Yeah, I'll be careful. Hello, Albers. Rare, I come from, they're quite rare, respected creatures. But yeah, as I'll be careful.
Wait, so you've seen owlbears and things before, but you haven't seen a guy turn into a polar bear?
Yeah, where I'm from, a lot of the main myths of magic seem to kind of lot forgotten in a lot of places. There's some pockets of it still exist. So it's kind of not widespread like it seems to be here.
Alelia whispers to Tinker, do you think he's just eating weird mushrooms in the forest or something?
Maybe. I mean, it's going to really freak him out when I set myself on fire later.
Do it.
I'm not going to do it whilst on Deimos. He's not flame-proof.
Okay, so the distance can normally be a day. I'm going to say it cuts it down by 2/3 flying. Okay, so let's roll for travel time.
Realistically, am I going to be dead from exhaustion by the time we get there then?
No, you're not, because...
Question.
Yes?
Because Deimos is technically a large creature, he could feasibly handle 3 people for short bursts, not for long periods of time.
It would give Alili the chance to recharge, for sure.
Yeah, like Alili could hop on for like half an hour, have a break.
If that's okay with you, Alili?
Yes, thank you.
No, they'd rather have exhaustion. Yeah, definitely. No, please give me a reason to make my character worse. 100%. Thank you, Dia. Your kindness
gonna be
knows no bounds.
She's going to be staring daggers at the stranger for the entire time, making sure he doesn't, like, hurt Ranju in any way.
I'm just peering through Deimos's spiked tail like I'm watching you.
Literally with like, the devil moving.
Oh, dear God.
Okay, as you are about two-thirds of the way there, can Rain please roll me a perception check?
And we all die.
And Callum, for that matter.
Yeah. 19 all in. That's not 16.
Okay. Now please make me a dexterity saving throw, the two of you, because you are you're going to be ducking the seagulls right in front of you.
20.
Next.
15. 19, but I got a plus one.
Okay, fine. Yeah, you both managed to avoid the seagulls from climbing into your heads.
Not a feather.
I'm so glad you installed the safety measures on Deimos. That's why I always keep my hands and feet inside the manticore at all times.
Tail does a lot.
Alili, you notice that Lanju has picked two of the seagulls out of the end and eaten them en route.
Brown girl, she needs her protein.
Absolutely.
I'm so proud.
Absolutely. So not too long later you land just on the coast in a small little village. The name of which you can't tell because you've not been here before. Well, four of you haven't anyway.
I've been here.
Yeah, you've been here.
I've lived for 100 years.
Oh man.
I literally live here.
So where the fuck are we then, Rain?
Wait, so if you live here, why did you ask us where the fuck we're going?
Because I wasn't around when the name was mentioned.
Right, so I phrase my question again. Where the fuck are we, Rain?
It's a docking yard that leads to the main town.
This town is called Hagar del Dragon. And the only person who actually knows me about this town was Barwin.
Well, Barwin's currently suffering from third degree burns.
Yes.
They have dead.
They're basically dead.
That's like, since Rain was last here, it's gone to turn from a small little village to like a little fishing village as well. So it's got a bit of trade going on here now. And you've got the, of course, you do also have the Land's End Inn here.
Well, this has had a bit of an upgrade. They've been building since I was last here. This part, I have no idea. If we head south through the forest, we'll get to the main town. But this place, I have no idea what's here. Because when I last left here, it literally was just a dockyard.
Well, thank you for that useless information.
You're welcome.
This will travel pretty quickly if it's changed since you've been here last. How long has it been since you were here last?
Just over 3.5 months.
There's a lot to change in 3.5 months.
Well, we built quickly here, that's for sure.
Can I pull out Blackfeather's map and look at it to see where we should be heading from here?
Yes. According to the map, it's across the sea to the island of Eldenoi, which is miles across.
Well, should we rest up before we head across, as we still have our flying mounts, so we can get across this small patch of water quite quickly. Should we maybe grab a quick bite and maybe a drink before we go confront the Sisterhood?
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah, I'm probably out of rum by now.
She's been drinking in flight the whole time.
Yes.
Right then.
Right, so off to the Land's End Inn, is it?
As they go there, I'd like to look about for any merchants or armor dealers that need to make a purchase.
Okay, are you doing a, are you looking for any thieves' cant or anything, or?
I mean, I'm always looking for thieves' cant, because I would always prefer to go to the black market than the regular commoner's market, all right? That's where the suckers go, all right? I want the real shit.
Yeah.
I'm sure, okay? I can't reach the knocker of the black market.
Okay. So you're heading to the black market. Rain, Alili, Tinker, and Callum, where are you guys going?
Because I'll be able to wander around, because I've just realised I've just got British pounds, so I don't think that's going to be any use here, so... Because they'll give you a night under stars for me.
Okay.
Does everyone wander around and just try and get accustomed?
You just want to get acclimatised to the area, okay. Okay, so, Rain?
I'm probably going to take a look around, because, as I said, this was a dockyard when I was last here.
Okay, are you going with Callum, or are you going your own way?
No, I'll go my own way.
Okay.
I might look around the market, see if there's anything intriguing.
That's fine, I'm going to know what's happening, that's all. Alili, what are you doing?
Probably wander around with my massive owlbear.
Okay, you and Lens, you together, okay? Okay. What are you doing, Tinker?
I'm probably just going to go straight into the tavern, because one, alcohol, two, I'm kind of keeping the axe hidden under my, like, cloak, because if this is where they operate from, I guarantee they'll know we're here.
Okay, so you're going to be in, okay. Okay, we're going to switch across to the black market. Okay, so you find it relatively straightforward. I'm going to make you do a roll investigation, don't buff it.
I almost buffed it. That's a 6.
Okay. It, to be fair, because you haven't been here before, it takes a little longer than it would normally to find it. But eventually you do find a door down a side alley, which would be where the black market is.
Fantastic. I would like to make my way down through the stairs, and I would like to find a armor/weapon merchant.
Okay, it's quite a small town, as Rain was saying. There's only like six vendors down here in general. But they look a mixture of friendly and unscrupulous at the same time. There are an armor dealer, there's a weapon dealer, there's even a poison dealer who is face fully covered by a cowl, and there's also a contract giver looks like in the corner.
I need not speak with the poison dealer nor the contract giver, as I am already on my own path at this moment. I would like to go to the armor dealer.
Okay. The armor dealer looks up and like,
me.
Well, sir, I'm wondering to take a look at your wares and to ask if you have procured anything of specialty lately.
Define specialty.
Sir, I need not beat around the fucking bush with you. We live in a magical fucking world. You know what I mean by specialty. If I wanted regular fucking armor, I would have gone upstairs with the fucking commoners. I came down here to speak to you. Now, do you wish? And I open one of the pouches on my jacket, which is just loaded with gold coins. Now, do you wish to deal with me, or should I go talk to someone else?
Well, I'm happy to deal with you. I was wondering if there's anything in particular you were looking for.
Sir, you are the salesman here. I am but a humble customer.
Forgive my language, but I don't think you have anything fucking humble about you.
Well, that's neither here nor there. But my money still spends the same. So if you'd like some, I'd like to know if you have anything that you have procured recently that you're quite excited about.
Well, there's always this. He holds up a gold bow.
No. Piss off. I don't want your stupid gold bows.
This. He holds up a glove, which it looks the mirror image of the glove on your hand.
Don't really want a second one of those, honestly. But I don't know if I should have let anyone else have it. You can put that on the table for now.
Okay, you put it down. As you put it down, it actually, like, does its fingers on the table.
Yes, as I said, I don't think anyone else should have that.
No. Yeah, it was quite a, it was interesting getting hold of that, trust me. It was interesting. As this, he holds up a jewel-encrusted sword.
Sir, I don't need really your weaponry. I'm more looking for a piece of armor.
Well, there's this. He points at literally a suit of chainmail, which is almost designed to fit a tiefling.
Fantastic. I'll take that. And the glove.
You'll take it?
Yeah.
Are you sure you'll take it?
Sir, are you going to talk yourself out of a sale? Do you not understand how this works?
That's fine. I will happily sell you these items. Now, since this is, what are you selling? This is a market. You can sell it to me if you want to sell anything from your back.
So I have nothing to give you but cash. So tell me what your price is, and we can move on from this wonderful encounter.
Well, given how one of a kind this armor is, 1,000 gold pieces for that, and for that glove, 5,000.
Sure. Not a problem. I literally reach into my bag of holding and pull out a bag and happily give him 6,000 gold pieces. You could have gotten a lot more. You're really not fucking good at this. And I take my items.
Okay, cool. Roll me a perception check as you turn to leave.
That one is a 21.
The contract giver does smile at you and nod.
For soon, Inamictus. What brings you here?
Turn and look at them for a moment. My own business. Do I recognize this contract giver?
Yeah, definitely.
Who is it? Someone I've worked with before.
Yes. This is in your note you give me.
Contract that I've worked with before. Oh, fuck. What brings you here?
I'm literally just passing through. It was lovely. It had a lovely little holiday. I'm heading back up north now. I'm heading for Stone Canyon. I'm going to meet Blackfeather.
Yes, that's Blackfeather. Always a fun chap to run into. I hope you have a good time meeting him, and I don't want to talk to you anymore. Hey-ya!
I'm not going to make you roll for that, because that was brilliant. I love it. Okay, so while you're doing that and getting out of Dodge, we're going to shoot across to Tinker in the inn. How are things?
I don't know. I'm just like scanning the room constantly.
Do me a investigation check.
Danger, danger, danger.
18. It's reasonably quiet in here. There's maybe two or three people in here at best. No one's really paying you much heed. It seems to be just a nice, sleepy town for the most part.
Ooh.
Bartenders each come in like, what can get you?
You got any rum?
I've got some rum, yeah. Or whiskey, I've got wine, I've got brandy. But rum is, if that's what you want.
Just leave the bottle.
Do you want just more than one? You look like you had a bad day.
Let's just stick with one. I'm, as you can probably tell, I'm a bit of a sorcerer. Let's not risk open flames.
Right. Okay. Are you travelling, by the way? Because I've not seen you in here before.
Yeah, just, you know, passing through. Friend wanted to pick up some stuff around here.
Okay, that's fine. Do you need board for the night at all?
Potentially, yes.
I've got 4 rooms upstairs, if that's any help.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the rest of my party, they're out, you know, browsing the local markets and things.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure they'd appreciate it.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't be arguing for too much. Maybe, you know, maybe like a couple of gold pieces for each room. We don't ask for much here.
No, that's perfectly reasonable, especially at such a short notice.
Yes. If you need anything, just give me a shout. My name is Andy. Okay, if you need any help, just give me a shout. Here's the bottle that you asked for. Do you want a glass or... No, you don't want a glass.
It's all right. I'll neck it. Good to meet you, Andy. I'm Tinker.
One little question for you, Tinker. What's with the beast outside?
Which one? There's 2, technically.
Well, I only see the manticore.
Oh, that's Deimos. He's my companion. He's completely... He won't attack unless feel threatened.
Fine. Just so you know, we have had a lot of people hunting manticore around here recently. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yes, it's kind of why he's staying close.
Fine, that's fine. If you... Unfortunately, there's not enough room to bring him indoors, unfortunately. We haven't got a stable.
He's too big for that.
We haven't got a stable, unfortunately, either. I'm so sorry.
It's fine. He's even kind of duck under. We're by the sea. I'm sure he can find a spot.
Okay. Well, help yourself to the rum. We'll push it on the tab for the rooms. I'm guessing one of your party can pick up that tab pretty easily.
Yeah, if not, I can pick it up pretty easily. Just ask if they know Tinker and stick it on there.
Okay, no problem at all. Andy didn't leave you to it, sort of thing. What's happening with Rain?
Don't really know, just browsing the market. Anything interesting? Anything magical?
Not up here. It's the basic sort of market, really. It's not a anything out of the ordinary. It's just like the milk. It's like you were here last time, but it's like time has gone forward 50 years almost in terms of how things are. It seems like the time flux is more than just what happened with Lanzhou. Certain things need to be accelerating more than they should do.
I'll make a note of that. I'm not going to buy anything.
Okay.
I just have a feeling. Now I'm going to head to the tavern.
You're going to head to the inn. Okay. Alili and Lanzhou. What's happening with you? You just wandering still?
I'm probably just wandering around because I don't believe Alili knows this place. So, just wandering around and then heading back to the tavern.
Okay. Can you please roll me a perception check?
Thirteen.
Thirteen?
Yeah.
You noticed Landry sniffing something.
Don't eat trash off the ground, it's not good for you.
So she's smelling a smell on the ground. She's beginning to follow it.
Is it like watching a dog follow something?
Yes, it is, yes.
Very, very large dog with wings.
Yes. Yes. A bear with wings is following a smell.
I guess I'll follow too then.
Okay. Literally, you follow it just towards the edge of town and then stop. You find Lanju is pouring out a dead body.
Ew.
Please now also do me another perception check.
This dice don't want to play nicely today. That's a 10.
Enough still. There is a wrecked galleon on the rocks off the coast.
What does this dead body look like? I mean, aside from a dead body.
Roll me investigation.
That's investigation. 13 all in.
It's the halfling.
Any particular like features in this halfling, or is it just generic ragdoll with halfling written across it?
Does it have a dumb captain's hat?
It has a captain's hat nearby, yes.
Is it a halfling from a comic book Elia has been secretly reading when she should be sleeping about a magical world called Autovia?
No, it doesn't look like that at all, no. It's a happy coincidence, it looks like. Alex is smirking, by the way.
I mean, I was half expecting you to say that more rifts have opened in. Reeds ended up dying here.
Poetic, but no.
Is there anyone else around, or is it just the smash galleon and the dead halfling?
Are there any turtles?
There's nothing else there, no.
That's a shame, bro.
Okay, so Callum, what's happening? So Callum, what's happening with you?
Yeah, I was basically been walking around the town. It's finding it weird and a bit quaint and a bit kind of just very unusual from the hustle and bustle of the city life I'm used to.
Okay.
Yeah, just taking it all in, taking it all in. Just it all.
I mean, you just blend in as well, are you?
I guess so, because I didn't really set a place to meet everyone, but I'm going to head to the inn, because that's like the traditional place to meet people, so.
Okay, so you're heading to the inn as well.
Yeah.
Are you heading as well, also, are you?
First, as I'm leaving the market, I'm going to look at the second glove and holding it in my hand. And as I keep looking at it, I go, yeah, why the fuck not? And I do put it on my other hand. So now that I do have both of these gloves on.
You put it on, but you don't feel the same. It doesn't feel the same as that much. It just feels like a normal glove, like you've been conned.
Oh, good. At least I can take this one off if I want. But not at this time.
Okay, cool. Right, so you're heading back to the inn, I'm guessing, with gloves aplenty.
Mick with glove.
Yes, very good. Okay, so when you guys who are already in the inn will be arriving soon. Well, about 5 minutes apart from each other, let's say. First person.
I do want to bring up something to Tinker before the others get here, mainly the British.
Actually, Rain's the first one to arrive, so.
Of course, I was the first to arrive, as I get out of my car. I head over to Tinker. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. You left that open for a Top Gear joke.
Very good, very good.
As I go over to the table, I sit down and I say to Tinker, just making sure no one else is listening around the tavern, you know how this place is built really quickly.
Yeah, you said it was only like a village.
This, looking around the village, it seems ahead of its time. You don't think that the axe is causing anything, do you? Like a pace, a change in time or something in areas?
It brought what's his face here from a different place. It made Lanju grow up, essentially. It's not impossible to think that the alchemy can be applied outside of that room.
Yeah, it just seemed weird that, if you've seen people build an ancient way, they take years. It's rubbish, but
delays.
They've built that in no time at all.
No, I agree. It's strange, and considering this is where they make their base, and they're the ones who've been working towards this the whole time. It wouldn't surprise me if this place is a bit out of time, as it were.
Right, I need a drink. Do you want anything?
I've got my rum. You see, Tinker has a massive bottle.
Do you want anything else?
No, I need to be somewhat sober to throw fire at people.
Right, I head up to the counter and say, I'll have a bottle of bourbon and a bottle of water, please.
Bourbon and water?
Yeah, you put a bit of water in the bourbon, you don't feel wasted the next morning.
Fair enough. He brings over a bottle of bourbon and also then put down a pitcher of water. So are you friends of Tinker?
Yeah.
Well, nice to meet you. I'm Andy, the barkeep. If you need anything else, go ahead to ask. Are you picking up Claire?
Yeah, sure.
Jesus Christ. First time Rain's ever done that.
Who are you?
I tend to sleep outside, to be fair.
Right, so
how much?
Well, it's 5 gold pieces a room. There's 4 rooms available.
All right, I'll just put Ferry on the table and tell him to keep the change.
Okay, excellent. He hands 4 keys to Tinker.
He throws them at Tinker from across the room.
Rather than throwing them.
No, he walks around them. He walks around the bar and hands them to Tinker.
Okay, that's fair enough. All right, I take me bourbon and me water to the table. Drink a bit of it out the bottle and then pour the water in the bottle and give it a quick stir.
Okay. Alili, you are next to arrive at the inn with Lanju in tow. Are you... Nothing has worked out loud. In my head, there's a fire bet. I'm thinking, are you bringing your owlbear into the tavern?
Depends. Does the owlbear fit in the tavern?
The manticore isn't, so
the manticore hasn't, so I'm guessing probably not, unfortunately.
In that case, if there's a stable or something nearby, I guess that's where I'm really staying.
Deimos has made a little den nest for itself, and there's room for Andrew in it as well, outside.
Yeah, Lily doesn't want to be separated from Andrew.
No.
They're literally through the window.
If you want to, you may stay out there, of course. I'm not going to make you not, probably. Okay, that's what you want to do, that's fine. As you're doing that, from one direction comes Callum, from the other direction comes Borsu at the same moment to arrive at the door at the same time.
After you, buddy.
Right. Before we go back in here, I'm going to be flat out with you. Whatever. Callum, was it? Is that what you keep saying?
That's me.
That's fine, whatever. I don't actually care that much. I'm going to tell you right now. The people inside, I trust and I care for at this point. And I swear to you right now, and without like quick, like just as fast as you can, my hand is on your neck, just with the glove. I swear, I don't care what you think you protect. I will put you down in less than a breath if you hurt anyone that I care for. I let go of his neck. But if our destinies align at this moment where we can help you get the fuck out of our lives, we'll gladly do that. Just please know who the fuck you're dealing with. And I open the door. After you, good sir.
Thank you, kind sir, and duly noted. Just please bear in mind, I'm not here with any agenda. I didn't plan to come here, so I wish to fuck off out of your life as quickly as possible as well, to put it bluntly.
Well, I'm glad we can agree on something.
Chris did a swear. It's his first ever swear on a podcast.
Dealing with Corsu means a lot of people.
Frequently, in my case. Right, okay. So, everyone who's going to be inside the inn is now inside the inn. A lady can go inside if they wish to just catch and make sure that things are set in place before they return outside. It's up to you entirely.
Can I go to the table and join Tinker and Rain and just like...
Okay, you're welcome to do so.
I was kind of like...
Well, I haven't actually introduced myself to this person.
Okay, so you're going to do that.
Yeah. Okay. I did want to say something to them, so like...
Mm-hmm.
So I turned to Rain and said, like, are you sure he's like 3 months since he's been here? I've been walking around and it's the head of a town for 3 months. Like, there must be a really efficient building because it's open and thriving. There's nothing to under construction, so...
This I don't know, how fast do they build in London?
Well, it can take years sometimes in London for just a building, so for a whole village or a whole town, it's kind of... not want to speak out of turn or kind of be kind of throw things around and be more shady or anything, but it just seems like something's not quite right.
They're working out the details.
Magic does wonders. After all, if you can lift like 10-foot beams of wood with magic, it makes everything go faster.
I look over to Corazuna and notice he's got a second glove.
I noticed they walked in together and I'm like, oh god, he got the shovel talked in me.
I look at Corazuna and I was like, so does that glove talk to you as well?
Well, that was very rude, Rain, but no, it doesn't.
Just making sure.
Alili, did you come inside the tavern for a quick chat, or are you staying outside?
I guess I'll go in then.
Okay. At this point, Andy has seen everybody else who's come in, and he's saying, Tiefling, my good man, would you like a drink?
Yes, I think that we all may need a drink here. And, or around for the table.
Excellent. Are you friends with Tinker as well? They Rain, I believe, was picked up a tab for it, so that's all good.
Corsu lifts a very, very just large eyebrow like, okay, yes, then definitely. We will take 3 bottles of fire whiskey right away. And yes, please, shot glasses for all. We are going to have ourselves an evening, as tomorrow is another adventure for us.
Okay, so Andy provides those drinks for you all. I'm guessing you will be spending some time just chatting, which I'm going to make sure that you...
DM.
Yes.
Just to, after I notice that Lily walks in, just to help keep guard of the other two animals in case they need backup, I do summon Willisford out there to stay with them.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's fine. So how long are you around for?
He's around for 3 hours at a time. So I'll just leave him out there for the 3 hours.
Okay, cool. Okay.
He speaks in Gur.
beating Gurr. Okay, lovely.
Oh god, the Gurr is a three-way conversation now.
I'm just wondering. Willispoon can speak to Deimos. Can he also speak to Landry now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to make a note of that on his sheet.
That's all good. So, around 2 hours passed with, you know, drinking several shots of fire whiskey, and eventually it becomes time to turn in. I'm guessing that means Alili is turning in outside still, yeah? Okay, cool. Which means there are 4 rooms available. Tinker has the keys, and so there are rooms available for the 4 that are left inside, but it's Tinker's choice who gets which room.
I kneel down on the floor in trance, so I'll just say the chair's room, to be honest.
I just put the keys on the table, and I'm like, I don't know what the rooms are like, take whichever one you want.
I just take the oldest looking key then.
Okay.
I let the others take their keys first and take the last one left. Because obviously you're not being able to pay for anything on kind of...
I'll try and take the key of the room that would be closest to the stairs. As in, okay. The first one that would be able to get out.
Okay, cool. Okay,
not so... planning on going to sleep for a while, so I'm probably going to be in the tavern.
Actually, okay. was there 4 keys?
There were 4 keys.
And there's obviously 5 of us, isn't there?
Alili's sleeping outside.
All right, I didn't know if Alili was sleeping in or not.
Yeah, he's started to sleep outside with the animals.
Yes, with Landru, yes.
Oh, yeah, I was just going
to
offer.
If you had a giant drag bear to sleep next to, you would as well.
The drag owl bear.
That's not what you said.
I do look over to Alili and say, do you want my key? At the end of the day, I can trance, so I can stay with the others if you want me to.
Thank you, but I'm fine out here.
Okay, just making sure.
Word of warning, Deimos snores.
So does Lanju.
No, but I mean like shakes the foundations of the building snores.
Alili will tuck the tips of her ears into her ear good canals.
Call. Oh, I'm thinking for myself. Right, okay.
To be continued next time. This podcast is a Mass Attack production for Visionaries Global Media.